Consistency is something many of us struggle with today. This week we are fervent, the next we are cold again. Of course, we all know that life gets busy and even crazy at times. We can't find time to rest, let alone maintain our passion and excitement for important kingdom endeavors like Jewish evangelism ministries. But the truth of the matter is, God doesn't make or take excuses. He assigns us duties and expects us to be consistent in performing them. Consider Yeshua's response to those he asked to follow him, Luke 9. One man said he wanted to bury his father first, verse 60. Another person said, Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go and bid them farewell who are at my house, verse 61. Here is what Yeshua's replied. No one, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God, Luke 9:62. God places value on commitment. When it comes to kingdom matters, he doesn't want us to start the journey only to look back later. God wants us to be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in his work, 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now let's investigate further what the Bible says about commitment in evangelism and how to develop the attitude that will keep us consistent, whether times are easy or times are tough. Why is consistency important in evangelism? Consistency is important in soul winning. However, we could reduce all to two categories. When we talk of consistency in evangelism, we should first appraise it as how we get the job done. I've only had a few instances where people believed in the gospel at my first attempt at preaching to them. In most cases, it takes multiple contacts before people become persuaded that Yeshua is the Messiah Moses and the prophets spoke about. I often tell believers, don't lose hope on anyone. Personally, I grew up thinking that faith in Yeshua was foolish. But you know, God didn't give up on me. He kept sending his word to me till I finally accepted his offer. By the grace of God, Zeev, a one-time atheist, has now become a sold-out believer in Yeshua. Now I share the same gospel that saved me through Jewish evangelism ministries in Israel. That was Paul's testimony in 1 Timothy 1:12-16 as well. This is why I believe there is a lot that God can do through our efforts in evangelizing Israel if we are consistent. The other category of reasons that consistency is important in evangelism is that God rewards those in ministry. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, Paul describes our service to the Lord as a race. In every race, only those who complete lawfully and to the end are rewarded. The same is true for evangelizing the lost. If we want God to reward our service to him, then we have to be committed to the end. How to develop consistency in evangelism. Knowing that consistency is important, we must also realize that being consistent in the right things is key. We must develop and maintain a godly lifestyle. To stay consistent in evangelism and yield to God's service through Jewish evangelism ministries, here are 5 things you should do. 1. See evangelism as your God-given responsibility. First, see yourself as someone called by God to preach the gospel. While we may have different spiritual gifts as believers, we do not differ in our duty to a dying world. Yeshua's commandment to you and me is to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. 2. Adjust your priorities. Don't just see evangelism as your God-given responsibility. Make it your priority. When it comes to evangelism, many of us are reactionaries. We don't proactively include it in our schedule. You're not going to be consistent with Jewish evangelism ministries if you're like that. Believers are not supposed to live unto themselves, 2 Corinthians 5:15. God has made you an able minister of the New Testament. The salvation of souls is a priority to God. Let it be a priority to you too. 3. Set targets for yourself. Have you ever thought about setting reasonable targets of how many people you want to evangelize per day, week, month, or year? For example, if you share the gospel through the internet, you can set a target of how many people you will send Israel music videos to weekly. Over time, deliberately challenging yourself that way will build your consistency in evangelism. 4. Be accountable. Accountability is vital in every sphere of life. We are all prone to having occasional failures in our devotion to God. One thing that can keep those times down in frequency is your accountability to another believer. In Galatians 6:1, Paul said those who are spiritual should restore anyone who falls into sin. Believers are one body, and all parts are serviceable to one another. Ephesians 4:16. Share your evangelism target with a trusted Christian or group and have them monitor your progress. It will keep you on your toes in preaching the gospel. 5. Ask God to help you. God is consistent in seeking the lost. As His child, you can trust Him to inspire and help you develop the same character. If yours is a priority problem, you can pray the psalmist's prayer in Psalm 119. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Psalms 119:37. Remember that God will give us anything we ask for according to His will. John 14:14, 1 John 5:14. Final thoughts. God wants to build an army of believers who will consistently share His heart with the unsaved. He wants you on that team. You can start yielding yourself to God's will with the simple strategies above. God is consistent in reaching your heart. Be consistent in reaching hearts in Israel and other nations too.